In a moment, we're going to turn off all of our lights and we're going to light our candles. And we're going to sing together by candlelight. And that's just magic. It's beautiful, atmospheric. And many people say Christmas begins for them at that moment when all is still and candlelit. Interesting. Christmas begins when the lights go on. Lights are a symbol of hope. It's always been that way since the beginning of time. A person lost in a dark cave turns a corner and is relieved to see a ray of sunlight breaking through a crack. A person adrift on a life raft in the middle of the sea at night is excited when they can see a ship on the horizon. You can't help but notice a light shining in the darkness when the darkness is threatening to overcome you. People in darkness are delighted when they see a light. It's a symbol of hope, of safety. It's a way out of darkness. And that's the same true, and the same is true spiritually as well as literally. At the beginning of our service, I lit three candles here at the front. Three candles to represent who God is. God who is known to us as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That God, right from the first moments of human history, has been interested in us. We heard that story from Genesis read earlier. From the first humans walking with him, unashamed in the garden, God calls people to follow him. In Bible times, and still today, God's beating heartbeat has always been to the people he loves, to the people he created to be in relationship with them. And he longs for us to love him back. But you know, that's not always been the case. All through human history, people have turned their back on the love that was offered free of charge. Right from the beginning, humanity has turned away from the light and the life that God has offered. And so God needed a new way to catch our attention. And light does that. You can't help but notice a light shining bright in front of you when you're in the midst of the darkness. God began to make a way for a light to shine. Some famous words from the prophet Isaiah in the Old Testament. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. Christmas begins when the lights go on. And God sent his son Jesus, a baby, to Bethlehem. We've heard that story tonight. Shepherds and wise men were interrupted by the light of angel brilliance and starlight that pointed their way to meet this child who is the light. And together we symbolize that by moving our Jesus candle to the manger, as Becca told us the story of the baby being born. We've heard the story of George and Colette in their own words, said so beautifully, about how they were moved from darkness to be transformed by the light of Jesus in their lives. God sent his son to be a light for all of us. When there was nothing to guide our paths and to show us the way to salvation, to hope, to truth, there was Jesus. In the New Testament, Jesus says of himself, "I have come into the world as a light, so that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness." What a promise. No one needs to be in darkness. Christmas begins when the lights go on. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." From the time he was born until the time he died on a cross and was raised to life again 3 days later, Jesus was a light. A light that attracted people and attention, and still does today. He is irresistible. And those of us who class ourselves as Christians have been changed by that light shining into the darkness of our lives. And we are called to pass that light on. Jesus said, "You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden." We are here because God has created us for a purpose: to bear the image of God, to be light bearers, people made to pass the light we have found on, to point others to the irresistible light that changes and shines on everything that is dark. And that light is Jesus. If you don't know that light for yourself, we'd be delighted over coffee at the end of church to share some more information with you about the one who was born in Bethlehem, the one we've sung about, the one who lived a perfect life and died on a cross so that we could be friends with God again, so that we could be forgiven for all the wrong that we have done that separates us from the light, and who rose from the dead to demonstrate that he was God. Lots of people believe in all sorts of different things, but I believe the only hope, real hope, in our world is found in Jesus Christ, who came to earth to show us the way, to attract us to himself, and to guide us to truth. Christmas begins when the lights go on. Let's pray together. We praise you, Father God, for making a way out of darkness for us. We pray that we will keep turning to Jesus, the only real light in the whole world. Thank you that we are saved from the dark of lostness because God is love, and you can't stand to leave us by ourselves in the dark. And we thank you that it doesn't matter how dark the dark is, because Jesus came to the darkest places so that we can see his light the brightest. May we see you at your brightest, Lord Jesus. Would you illuminate all that's dark and hidden and lost in us? And help us shine the light to others to point to you. In your name we pray. Amen.